we're back here, Dads. What do you know, Dads? What do you know?
I just wanted to let you know that the Lifeline Book Fair, which runs in Canberra 3 times a year, raises money for a good cause. And I found a book which I was going to just pick up and put down called Pardon Me for Mentioning Unpublished Letters to the Age and the Sydney Morning Herald.
Unpublished.
And I thought, oh, well, and I picked it up and I was like, whatever. And no word of a lie, this is the first page I turned to, and so I had to buy it. The heading is Modern Inconveniences. I cannot find a back scratcher with anything like the potential to genuinely scratch enough. Nor is anyone long enough. I have to use a stick from my tree.
I'm listening.
The tissue box is another problem. Halfway, my remaining 112 tissues disappear down the dark bottom. However, I've beaten that problem. You open the side and pop in a book to bolster it up.
Oh,
where is
God.
The government we truly need?
Oh, my God.
So there you go.
And can I just ask a question, please? How can it have that title when those letters are literally published in that book?
I do not know.
Meta questions aside, can we have one of those? Like, are they good enough to have maybe one a reading per app?
They are. I'll have to skip all the ones that are racist, sexist.
Because that's not boring dad territory, I don't know what
there's
is.
There's a lot of boring dad territory. Let me tell you, there are a lot of, I mean, strangely enough, it's all mainly written by men. And there are a lot of men who just want to write their letter in poetic form, maybe in a limerick, maybe in a parody song, and they are not good.
Yeah, the poetry to the that gets published in the letters section always tends to like have one line or two that's got 3 syllables too many. They're just going, I can't cut any of this. It's all too good. No. It's all got a jam in there.
It has to. The other letter, I won't read you the whole thing, was just how AFL shouldn't be called AFL, because AFL is the Australian Football League, and you shouldn't be calling it that if you play down in the park on the weekend, because that makes it sound like you play in the actual Australian Football League, but you don't. So, and that's quite a long letter. That's me paraphrasing a page and a half letter about the AFL.
But the pedantry.
There is a lot of pedantry. There is a lot of snooty, like, one-liners where you're like, what? Where you're like, okay.
All right, we'll pick us out a nice one for next time we record.
What are the odds? So you pick it up, first thing you read is someone scratching their back with a stick.
I know. Of course, my ears pricked up immediately, of course. But
he's talking about carrots.
Amateur, this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, look, I'll keep this as short and unpleasant as I can. I got traded.
Oh.
Fellas.
Tell us about it, buddy.
Yeah, look.
Sit down.
I think I broke a dad commandment too, thou shalt always act blokier around tradies. I didn't really get the opportunity. I was too kind of blindsided.
Oh.
And I got stitched up by my wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time I'm in the office on the weekdays these days, but on this one particular day I was at home, and just after the kids had trotted off to school, my wife says, oh, by the way, a plumber's coming to look at the tap upstairs. First I heard this, what about the tap upstairs? What's wrong with it? And she hadn't told me there was anything wrong with it. It's making a high-pitched noise. We had the new taps put in recently and now they were making a bit of a screeching noise, but no one had told me. So I didn't have any opportunity to go and apply a bit of dad scowling or chin rubbing at the situation.
Bit of hands on hips staring.
So my wife says, oh, he thinks it might just need some tightening up. And, I'm sitting there going like, oh man, I could probably have done that. Or at least I might have accidentally done that in the course of scowling and tinkering. I might have accidentally tightened it up and fixed it. So I'm sitting there a bit annoyed that no one's bothered to tell me. The tradie turns up And Mish hasn't had a shower. She's still in her pajamas or anything. So she goes, can you go let him in and talk to him? And the tradie looks a bit surprised to see me there. And I don't know if it was surprise because he'd been talking to a lady and now there's some dude standing there looking at him, or because, you know, if there's a dude here, why am I here? So I said to him, oh, my wife says that you think it just needs a bit of a tighten. And he gave me a bit of a smirk and went, yeah, I think that's all it is. And off he went. So, look, I'm no stranger to being alphaed by tradies. That's fine, right?
Yeah.
I'm used to it. But in this case, it feels like a massive injustice that's been done, because it's not like I could grab his shoulder, spin him around and say, now you listen, my wife's just shafted me here. She didn't tell me about this tap until about 10 minutes ago. I didn't get the chance to look at it. So wipe that fucking smirk off your face, mate. I can't do that.
That would have been the reasonable thing to do, though.
I've just got to sit there and while he tinkers, like quite easily fixes it and then comes back downstairs, and I've just got to sit there because, you know, he's got to walk past me while I'm sitting there like a lump on the lounge. let's be honest, I probably wouldn't have fixed it. So I'm just sitting there all kind of indignant that I didn't get the opportunity to not fix it. So, yeah, I certainly didn't look or feel blokey around this tradie. And I got blindsided and I feel dudded, and I just wanted to share that with my friends.
It's hard, isn't it, when you things happen so quickly and all of a sudden your day is just being completely inverted and you're none the wiser.
That's right. Yeah, just the look, like, yeah, I think it just needs a tighten. Yeah, that's about it. Oh, I still see that face. Still see it. I see his face in the shopping that I've left on the ground. Anyways.
You see his face in the carrot that scratches your back.
Yeah. Any other dad thoughts before we sign off here, friends?
Hopefully the summer ends and we can be chafe free.
Is Ben still there, or has he gone to the snack shelf?
I think he's eating. He's muted himself so he can eat.
Mm.
All right. Well, I guess we'll just go. We've still got, even after all these years of podcasting, we've got the snappy sign-offs.
Savvy, down snappy, pat. Yep.
Always going.
With energy.
Stick and move.
All right. Thanks, fellas. And, of course, listeners, you know, tell people about this if you want to. Like, if you want to hear more about sad dads getting alphaed by tradies or
homemade giant biscuits. You
know, there was a fair bit of biscuit chat last episode, yeah.
Yeah.
If you've got a friend who's interested in that gear, let them know about this, please. Yeah.
Does anyone you know do weird stuff with a tissue box and a book?
Yeah.
Because they can't find the tissues? Anyway.
It's a very loaded comment.
Loaded.
Maybe don't respond with that one. Yeah,
yeah, right. I'll rephrase it maybe next time.
Rich should have rephrased it too. All right. We're just babbling now, so bye all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. No, as we go.
Yes.
This is an Angry Chimp podcast.